Hello, great ones. Welcome to the Live and Be Great podcast. I'm your host, LaTanya Sampson McDonald. I am a life coach and a registered marriage and family therapist associate. And this podcast was created to motivate, educate, and inspire all to live and be great. On today's episode, all right, so first let me apologize, okay, for giving you this episode late on a Saturday, okay, but you know, for some reason that's the trend this season on Live and Be Great, and you know, as far as being late on the podcast episode, so I'm gonna apologize for that. So now I'm going to try, if I don't give it to you Friday, I'm going to try to give it to you that Saturday, because if I don't get it together, y'all, season three will last until next year, okay? And I'm not trying to do that to y'all. So I'm going to get it together, okay? And I'm going to be positive and believe that I can do it, okay? So that leads me into today's topic. I am reading the book, The Four Agreements. I believe I've talked about it before a little bit, briefly. And I want to do these next four episodes diving into these four agreements, okay? The book is on Audible. You can get it on Audible, Amazon, any place where you can listen to books. The listen is only 2 hours long, okay? So I want to break down each agreement within the next four episodes of this podcast and how I apply them and how you can apply them, because it is working wonders for me. It's working wonders for my clients, and I definitely want to share it with you. Oh, and by the way, okay, so what came to me in my head was, there are a lot of inspirational books, podcasts, and things of that nature. And someone might ask, well, why would I still need a therapist, or why would I still need a life coach? Before we get into, you know, this topic, why you would need one is because regardless, your brain gets jumbled, right? Regardless, it is very difficult for humans to hold themselves accountable for improving their lives. It really is. You need somebody. You know, it's good to have somebody that has no bias, that has the research, has the knowledge, to really help untangle those thoughts in your head that keep you stuck, help you remove obstacles that you see as obstacles, and for you to have that consistent validation of who you are, because you will be faced with things in life that knock you off. Like, that's the life. Like, we can't avoid darkness, unfortunately, because without the darkness, you wouldn't know what it's like. So It's still very, very necessary, even with this podcast, even with, you know, other people's podcasts or shows or TikToks or Instagrams, whatever media is out there that you can have access to that can inspire you and motivate you. Use that. But don't let that take away from having an actual human being who is skilled in that degree of psychology and the human mind and the human behavior, as well as coaching, right? Don't take that for granted. And you deserve to have help on your journey. Why not? Okay? So you're not robots. We don't input information and then you just apply it every time. You're a human being. Your mind changes and things happen, and sometimes things can knock you off balance. So to get back on balance, to keep it going, regardless of how much information is out there, regardless of you getting your routine down, regardless, sometime in your life you should go to therapy or have a life coach. Okay? All right, so let's get into the first agreement of the four agreements. Oh, it's written by the same person who wrote The Alchemist, if you all know that book. And I probably should review that one too. All right? But let's start with the first agreement. And I'm sorry that the name of him is not coming up for me right now and during my podcast, so I don't get too distracted, I try to have my phone and my tablet out of the place where I'm recording, so I don't like look at notifications, because y'all already know I got ADHD and sometimes that brain be like, squirrel. Well, y'all know from listening to me. So I try to take away certain distractions. So if I had my phone on me, I could get you the author. But as soon as you type in the book, The Four Agreements, wherever you're going to purchase it, if you're going to purchase it, it'll come up. Okay, so the first agreement is to be impeccable with your word. Okay. Being impeccable with your word means to watch what you say. I've talked about before that in order to form words, you have to spell them out. Okay? Please believe, every time you open your mouth, you are casting a spell. All right, regardless of how westernized civilization and white supremacy and religion, has scared you away from certain terms, it's factual and actual. All right, so when you say something, you usually say it because you believe it to be true. So that is where the power lies, right? You can create your own heaven or hell based off of you using your words right here on this earth. That's something that I believe wholeheartedly in, what is spoken about in the book when it comes to this particular agreement. So, for example, I'm not sure if I shared this story before, but I remember my mom would say things like, when I was being rude or disrespectful, she would say, honor your mother and father so your days will be longer. And she would say that, and I'd be like, no, speak life. Or she would just say certain things that you'll be like, oh, why would you say that? Basically to threaten you into behaving or acting in the way that she needed you to act at the time. And that will always be my response. Speak life. The power of life and death is in the tongue. Speak life. Speak life into people. You're so negative, right? But I didn't know what the heck I was saying. I was just like, it's negative. I don't want to hear it. But it had way more power than I thought. And I was actually correct. Because whatever your parents say to you, you look at it as if it is gold. Okay? You do. You look at it as if it's gold. And somebody that's 80 years old, parents told them that they weren't a good singer, if they believe it, what their parents say, and because of who it's coming from, they are more likely to believe it. 80 years old, probably got an amazing voice, will never sing again. Okay? So that part, the only thing that your parents could be accountable for is saying it, right? But you believing it is on you. I hate to say that, even though, like I said, it's so natural for you to believe what your parents say about you, but it is true. Your belief of that is what you'll end up having to be accountable for. You can't blame them for that. You believed it, right? And most parents don't know that that's what they're doing. Some parents are resentful, and based off of the lack of love for themselves and their broken dreams, they project it onto you, right? But like I said, yes, it's casting a spell, but also you have to take on it. Like, you have to believe it in order for it to be powerful and in order for it to take a hold of you. So in order to break that spell, you got to reframe it, right? You have to say, no, I can sing if I try really hard. Like, if I go to lessons, I'm going to sing, right? Whatever the spell is, right? That is either dark or light. And I really do hate that. Like, I do hate that he did say in the book, black magic is to not be impeccable with your word. Child, talk about words and the term black. That's why there's so many black people that don't really like the word black. Even though, like, I believe it's something that we decided to call ourselves because there was already separation from white people. It was supposed to empower us, right? But based off of the trauma behind just being of a darker complexion or having origins in Africa and you looking like you have origins in Africa, that's another spell, right? That was cast on us, and it determines how we're treated based on other people taking on that spell, including us, right? And believing the negativity that comes with it. Okay. So when I talked about how, yes, the only thing your parents can be accountable for is the spell, like casting it, but you believing it, you're going to pay for that. Right. And this is not to take away from racism. Racism affects people, but how it affects you, we still have power over that. We can still reframe that. There are people out there that can help. I would say remove that spell based off of the work that they do. If they don't continue to treat us differently, right? They can help. If we don't treat each other differently, it can help. If we start to remove the negativity and the destruction that comes with it when it comes to the trauma and heal from the trauma, right? We can still have heaven. We can still have peace and not allow such a dark spell, regardless of how you're discriminated against in this world. Sex, race, religion, culture, whatever. Right? You can reverse it based off of how you allow it to affect you. Decide to not to. Right? So, further in this chapter of the first agreement, he stated that the biggest sin is self-rejection. Sin to yourself, right? When you reject yourself, oftentimes you project it onto other people based off of how you feel about yourself, you know? So, like I said before, the other hand, they still accountable if they believe it, right? But it's also, you know, a representation of how that person or how you feel about yourself, okay? People that come up to you and be like, oh, you fat, you this, you that, you can be looking at them, well, okay, you smaller than me. I guess that's why you're saying it. But guess what? 9 times out of 10, they still don't love themselves. They still feel fat. They still feel ugly. They still feel whatever. Have nothing to do with you. Okay? Unless you decide to believe it and use that negativity. Like how, you know, people may say, oh, you know, don't get big. You're not going to get a husband, or you're not going to get a wife, or don't do this, don't do that. If you believe it, it's going to happen. And I know y'all done seen my 600-pound life, 1,000-pound life. They always got somebody, whether it's a fetish or not. They got somebody, okay? The majority of them have somebody. So we know that not to be true, but if they believed that it was true, it would be. Okay. So I have to think about when I go back and I think about all the negativity that I may have projected onto somebody else, or somebody projected onto me. It was just this continuous cycle of hurt people hurting people, you know? And the jealousy behind it is, okay, how is it that I have what people are telling me that if I have this, I should be happy, but I'm not? Or people have told me because I am this way, I shouldn't be happy. But this person over here, how come they are happy? That's not fair, right? It's because you believed it and that person didn't. And I love always keeping something about me that makes people upset. I know that sounds weird. May sound a little bad, but this is what I mean, right? Because it don't have nothing to do with me. Their insecurities are their insecurities. Like, for instance, I wear contacts that are green. Yes, I know. They're beautiful, and oftentimes people think that they're my eyes, whatever, who cares? I love them, right? But there are also people that are like, oh, you must hate yourself, or that's so ugly, you know, contacts are outdated, whatever the case may be. I don't care. I love them. I love how I look in them. I do want some purple ones. I need to get my purple ones back. But it's something that just empowers me and reminds me to not take in the insecurities and the self-doubt and the self-rejection of other people. Because who cares? Right? If I want to wear a darn Teletubby suit every day because I like it, and people like, oh, why would you wear a Teletubby suit that's ugly? I don't, listen, it's only ugly if I believe it is. Oh, well, if I don't, if I think it's like the a most amazing thing to wear, I'm going to wear it. Okay. So, and it just feels, it just, you just get a boost when you decide to stand up for yourself, believe in yourself, and your thoughts are your own, and you don't allow people to sway you. Like, if you could find something that you're like, I like this, I'm not changing it for anyone, oh my goodness, it goes a long way. Like, it can also be in that arsenal, that feel-good arsenal, when you forget and you're bogged down by everybody's else's pain and unresolved with themselves, and you start to take it in. Oh, when you start to reach for your own beliefs, okay, and things you love about yourself, whoo, it's like shooting up from out of the ground into the sky, into the universe with power, right? Beaming from every limb that you have, every cell in your body, just power. When you can reach for that instead of continuing to take on other people's projection of themselves onto you. Okay? So be impeccable. Be impeccable. If you can be impeccable with your word, right? That shows that you love yourself. Okay? And if you're not, if you're nasty, you're dark, you insults, and like, if you concern yourself with insulting people, you go out of your way to let them know, hey, I don't like you because of this, that, and the other. Baby, it say more about you than it does about them. I promise you that. Okay? It does. So showing love to yourself is being impeccable. And you will receive it. Right? And you can ignore the negativity the more you push out the love. The more you surround yourself with people who love themselves and who are taking care of themselves all around, right? So if you're doing it, surround yourself with people who are doing it, who are taking care of themselves in all aspects of the word, right? In all aspects of their life, mental, physical, spiritual, emotional, all of that. Surround yourself with people who you want to gain from, right? Not to get over there and be negative and be jealous, but let me learn from you. Okay, you where I want to be. Let me learn from you instead of tearing you down and being jealous and spiteful. Okay? One thing that I would say that I'm struggling with, you know, let me be fully transparent, is the gossip part. The gossip part is like, it's kind of confusing for me. Now I wish that I could have my phone and just look up the term of what gossip means. But gossip, he describes it as not being impeccable, as black magic. Ugh, we gotta call it black. But hey, listen. It's all about how I take it in, okay? It being called black magic. So let me correct myself. But he calls it black magic in the book. And meaning it's negative, right? It's not you being impeccable with your word. It's not showing love. So the gossip, it's very difficult for me to be like, girl, guess what happened? And it's so hard to do that. And I remember when I was like heavy in the church, when I first got saved, I had this teen Bible. And in the Bible, like, it'll kind of have like breakdowns on certain scriptures. I love that Bible. Oh, it was very, very helpful with trying to understand what was being said at the time. Right? Very helpful, that teen Bible, the youth Bible. I can't remember, you know, who it was by. But it said, if you are going to talk about somebody, pray for them in the end. Right? After you're done gossiping, basically, pray for them. And somehow, I guess what they were trying to say is that that would take away the negativity. So, you know, when you talk about with a friend about somebody doing something to you, or you even talk to your therapist or your life coach or whoever, right? When you talk about that, I don't want to stop people from doing that, because I know when you share certain things about other people that affect you, it's like, okay, am I tripping? That's how I do it. Like, that's my mindset. Like, am I tripping? Like, can you believe this happened? Right? I told them this was going to happen, and look what happened. Right? But no, like I said, you casting spells when you do that. You are, and I have to be aware that I am. But you can't, unfortunately, it's like, it's no fun living a silent life. It doesn't help you to grow and understand other people if you cannot speak about your interactions with them, right? It just doesn't. So how I want to take that, you know, when they say gossip is black magic, I want to go back to my old teachings. I do. And be like, okay, now let me speak positive in the end. Right? And I've been doing that. And it's been so helpful. Like, yes, I want to say how this person hurt me or intended to hurt me. Because intention is everything. Right? Intention is everything. And that's the one thing that gets you cut off when I find out that you intended to hurt me. Okay. You got to go. Like, we got to have some distance. And I got to protect myself. Right. But my first mind is always like, okay, what's going on in this person's life to have them react that way, you know, towards me or to somebody else or whatever the case may be. That's usually my first reaction. What's going on? Showing that empathy. Not negating that they hurt me or someone else. Now, that's, you still got to be like, ugh, whew, right? But the next part is, okay, if I understand that this person is broken and this person is hurting right now, if I understand that, that can take some of that pressure off of me, and that can help me, like, push away that dark spell that they tried to cast on me, because that's not true. The truth of the matter is that's how they feel about themselves. Okay? It don't have nothing to do with me. So I don't have to take on that spell. And at the end of the day, I hope that one day, or I would say, I'm so grateful for the day that this person begins to love themselves and doesn't need to be negative towards anybody else. Right? Boom. There you go. Solved. Mission complete. So I, when you do hear that part, you know, and people may take this differently if they, you know, decide to read the book or listen to the Audible version. Still express yourself, right? But I do understand, I don't want to give it away. I want to give away the next agreement, because the next agreements will make this part easier. Will make the being impeccable with your word easier. And this is the main chapter is basically believing what people say, right? And when you believe it, that means you are agreeing this thing about you. You're agreeing with them. So if two people agree that it's true, more than one person, then that has way, that's more of a powerful spell than you know. Okay? And the only way to break it is to not believe it. Okay? To not take that on. All right? So, that was my deep dive, you know, into, like, how I use this first agreement and what it means to use it and how you can apply it to your own life in the next four episodes, next three episodes, I would say, sorry. The next three episodes will be, you know, based off of this book. So if you want to get it, go ahead and get it. You know, I would love for you all to comment anywhere you see this podcast posted. You know, you could reach out to me, you could find, DM me, you know. I will respond back. Huh, I will. But yeah, I would like to know your thoughts and about this. And if you don't, you know, if you don't feel like getting the book, then you don't have to. You could just listen to this podcast. But, you know, you do have the freedom to decipher for yourself what it's going to mean for you in your life. But I promise you this, it will be helpful. That I can promise. Okay? It will be helpful based off of how you interpret what is being said and what is being taught in the book, The Four Agreements. Let me see if I have anything else for today. Manifestation. Okay, you can manifest light, you can manifest dark. Be impeccable, y'all. Okay, watch how you talk to yourself. Watch how you talk to other people. Because whatever goes out, come right back to you. So if you're negative towards other people and you don't bless them, or you don't speak positivity in their life, listen, please believe, whether you believe in that or not, it's going to find its way back to you. And you're going to remember that I said it, that I told you on this podcast to be impeccable, right? Even if you find yourself being frustrated with somebody, make sure you end that conversation with positivity. So you don't continue to spread the negativity. So if you love that person and you want the best for them, the negativity doesn't come back onto you. Like you can just put that positivity out there so that they, you know, that they heal. Like, why not root for somebody that you know is in pain based off of them not being impeccable with their word? Why not? It only brings more positivity and light and abundance to you if you do that. Okay? Like, even the people you cut off, even the people I cut off, I'd be like, listen, I still want the best for you. I do. And wherever you're going, unfortunately, I can't go. And the next phase that God is taking me, you can't go either. Okay? God or your higher self or whatever you believe in, you know, when I say that. But, and I'm okay with that. Right? So I still look at it as a positive transition to something else, something new, something different for me and for them when they get cut off, and hope that it impacts them in a positive way. Outside of the relationship or the disagreement or the transition from friends to not friends, family to not family, whatever it is, you know, do that. Okay. All right. Well, I hope you guys can forgive me, you guys and girls. Can forgive me Guys, girls, they, theirs, them, everybody, all y'all can forgive me for these late podcasts. But listen, I'm going to listen. Y'all send the positivity out there that I'm going to be on time, okay? Y'all ain't doing that. I need y'all to do that, okay? Send it out that I'm going to be on time with the podcast and watch it happen. And again, if I missed that Friday, it's probably because I forgot. So I made sure I put them in my calendar. All right. Helpful. Right. I don't have to do this by myself. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. I lead by example. Right. I don't got to do this by myself. If I need help remembering when to do these podcasts or that I haven't done it yet or to get me in the mood or whatever the case may be to do anything in life, I don't mind using that extra help. So I put it in my calendar, the days that my podcasts are due, okay? Got my alarms set, all of them, for the whole season that will end in November. So, I really do. I love what I do. I love who I am, and I love myself. That's a good affirmation. I believe it. Do you believe it about you? You should. You should. Say those affirmations until you believe them. Okay? Step into your greatness every day. But like I said, if I don't get it done Friday, I'm going to get it done Saturday. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to lock that in right there. Okay, we can cast that wonderful spell right there, positivity, and that's just what it's going to be, all right? Okay. All love. I love my listeners, and I want the best for you. And don't forget to give yourself permission to live and be great. Until next time.
The Live and Be Great podcast will be airing every other Friday. If you have truly enjoyed this podcast, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for giving Live and Be Great a chance. Please feel free to share, like, give a review, subscribe on whichever platform that you're listening to right now on iTunes, or Apple Podcast, Spotify, Anchor, as well as Google Play. The Live and Be Great podcast is strictly crowdfunded, so if you are interested in becoming a supporter, you can click the link in the description, or you can go to liveandbegreat.com and scroll to the bottom and donate to the Live and Be Great podcast today so I can continue to give you good and motivational content. Thank you all for listening, and don't forget to give yourself permission to live and be great.